Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. We really appreciate, Gabe, don't we, the ones who are listening and joining, getting some good feedback. Appreciate that. We want this to be as practical as can possibly be. Now, that's how the Lord has made me. When I read the Word, when I study the Word, when I hear someone else teach or preach or whatever, I think God's created me this way. I'm always trying to find simple way to communicate that. And it needs to be practical, something that people can sink their teeth into and then find an easy way to apply that to their life.
He's given you a gift of simplicity to take something pretty complex, to break it down and make it simple for. I remember being in church and you talking directly to me, specifically to me.
You need a good talking to. You're somebody that right now.
You sure did. You directly did. And I know that's not just me. I know that's other people out there go, man, that guy is talking right to me. How does he know? Being able to break it down and make it simple, because you can get into the King James Version and these and thous and, and all that. But to be able to break it down, God's given you the gift of that. And for me on my side, God not given me the gift of simplicity like that. He has given me a gift of using my hands and fixing things and technical ability and things like that.
Agree.
Different ways, like this podcast, being able to work together with us and Ron and Joel and Sandy and everybody, be able to put one podcast out together, technically, the simplicity. There's so many pieces that go into a little thing just like this, just two people sitting and recording and editing, getting it into the certain positions. There's so many little things that make that work. And I think that works kind of like the church the same way, is different people have different roles in different places.
Let's give credit where credit is due. If there's anything good about this podcast, it's the Holy Spirit doing that. And so what you said, I've said that before. All of us are gifted in different ways. That just happens to be one way the Lord has gifted me, and that's to bring this stuff to a simple, practical place. I enjoy listening to people who are gifted in other ways.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit that does this. I think we're gifted in a lot of different ways. It's up to us to figure that out, and so we can find our place, how we fit into the whole body. But when you find something like that, like for me, it's the simplicity thing, is that what I want to do now is I want to be a good steward of that and allow the Lord to use that in me. I had just a great time with the Lord yesterday, and I just asked, just telling the Lord, we really come to the Lord empty-handed. I've learned a lot in these 35 years, but we come to the Lord empty-handed, and my time with the Lord, I'm just saying, God, I don't know anything, and I've learned a lot, but I don't know how to get us to the next place, to the next level, to the next juncture. It's got to be the Lord. We got to be desperate for that. And God's always faithful. When you approach God that way, He's going to do something about that. Anyway, for the people that are listening to us out there, now start to try the process of figuring out how, where you're gifted, what your talents are, how God has gifted you, and then start to flow in that.
There's an arrogance that'll go along with the gift where you think you've created your own gift.
Exactly.
When you learn that you have learned some things because you've put some study in, you put some time in, your brain couldn't understand that, how to make it simple or how to technically make it work without His intervention, without Him just teaching us or just giving it to us, the Holy Spirit of just being able to guide us through. So
I've told this story before. I tell it real quick. Is that I found myself in the presence of these guys who were world changers under the radar. They're definitely world changers. 15 to 20 years ago. And I could see how all these guys were gifted. And I wondered to myself, how did I get in this picture? And the Lord, in that still small voice, said, Andy, you bring simplicity to the table. And on the heels of that, the Lord spoke this thing to me. I'm about to bring the prominence to simplicity that it's always deserved. When you look at Jesus' teaching, everything that Jesus did was simple. He was the embodiment of God in the flesh. He could easily throwed a lot of stuff out there that was so deep spiritually no one could understand. But I challenge people all the time, show me one thing that Jesus taught that was deep. Now, you can take any of those things that He taught to a deeper place and deeper level. But Jesus taught it in such a way, such a practical, simple kind of way that people who had absolutely no spiritual orientation whatsoever could get it and understand it and recommunicate it. I think that's important. Paul told Timothy to teach these things to faithful men or faithful people who will teach others also. I'm always encouraging people on Sundays. In fact, there's a lot of people now getting the notes ahead of time on Sunday. And I'm telling these people that get these, that get my notes for Sunday, I'm saying, this is not just so you can keep up with us. This is so you can look at this and listen to this and process this in such a way that you can re-communicate this, that you can use this. So it's, again, it's a, just another way of equipping the saints for the work of the ministry.
Jesus taught in parables. There's a reason he taught in parables. He made comparisons. He made of things that are on earth that people could understand, that they live with every day. I think when I can learn something, it's something that I've went through myself, or you've went through, or somebody I know have went through, be able to compare that to a lesson of some sort. Sometimes I hear a preacher or somebody that is talking in just so many deep words that it feels like when they are doing that, it's a selfish way to show how smart I am.
I guess that's an element of it. And that, I think that happens. But still, even communicating that way does appeal to some people. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it takes
all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
It takes all of us.
I agree with that. Yeah. There's some people that are way higher level than I am that could simply understand that. And maybe that is simple for them. That could be the way. Yeah. We're going to talk some more about the church, and we've talked a lot about the church, AT. Is the church ready for the awakening that's here?
They better be, no.
But if you were going to give a percentage of where do you feel like the church is overall, do you feel like they're ready for this awakening that's happening in a warp speed process?
Let me think about that, the full question there, but I'll start here by saying what I heard from the Lord a year and a half or 2 years ago. The awakening is here. The church is asleep. I think I've even mentioned a time or two that there's times where I've spoken to a group outside here and talked to them about this awakening. It's almost like it falls on deaf ears sometimes, because the church in America, maybe around the world, is stuck in doing the same thing that we've always done. I'm not criticizing anything. I'm just saying that now's a time to change what we're doing. If we really believe there's an awakening happening in the world, then we need to get really some serious time with the Lord. For leaders especially have to do that. They don't need to. They have to do that. That has to happen now, or it's not going to happen with their group. And listen to what it is that God is saying, and then use the faith that we already have to start to walk these things out. Do I think the church is ready? No, not even close. But I think it's coming closer. I think it's happening. My opinion is that it's not happening at a rate fast enough for me, but it's probably happening like it's supposed to happen. And then when you talk about the awakening, what happens is, I just said this last Sunday, it's not a real revelation for anybody, but the kingdom of God already exists. It exists in its fullness, its completion. It hasn't fully manifest in the earth. We were instructed to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done here as it is in heaven. Well, there's something to that. So that's actually happening now. And as the kingdom starts to emerge, and again, I said the church is front and center in that. It's not the kingdom, but it's the facilitator. It's to facilitate the move of God in the earth. And as those things happen, the true church emerges. And so all that's happening now, I'm hearing all over now in out of the way places and God always, He always does it with unlikely people and unlikely groups. He uses the big shots and stuff. God loves to use the unqualified to do the impossible. What I say around here is, and people think I'm joking about this, but I say it this way, we're just living proof the Lord can use anybody. And that's really true. As far as real spiritual qualifications, we really don't have any. We come to God empty-handed. And my prayer to God yesterday is just another one of those emotional times with the Lord, is that God, if you can do something with this life, if you can do something with this life, do it. And I think that should be the cry of our heart, that God wants to do something in your life and through you that way. And again, the timing is critical. So no, the church is still asleep, but it's waking up. It's waking up now. Leaders are waking up to this, and stuff's happening that can't be denied. Can't be explained any other way except that God is moving in a greater way than I've ever seen him in my lifetime.
That comes to my next question is, if you were going to simplify the awakening, simplify it to me as simple as you can put it to what the awakening is and what's happening.
God is awakening the human heart, our spirit. He's awakening the human heart to what he's doing, who he is to start with. He's awakening the heart of mankind to who he is.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.